This carries with itself a lot of chizik. If a person is hardly learning to work out things and figuring out things, and let's say that he doesn't have an opportunity to be mifaras to the talmidim, or doesn't even have an opportunity to be mifaras to a sefer, or even if he is mifaras to a sefer, his sefer doesn't get the readership is like the tzitzachayshin gets, or anything near that. It's not even chal that he put out a sefer, like, and he's working, and you know, wants to give it over. There's some chizik we have for him, and that is based on the Gemara. You want to become a kaimis. Something like an amira would say kishchivne, but I'm going to be nifter nofik ploini that tana of Yossi. He's going to come out and greet me because he was matarz the mishnah alibi. Now this amira, his raid and his tefazah, he was mine with the mishnah's asik Rabbi Shmuel, is recorded for posterity in the Talmud, but let's say somebody was Mataritz, a good conscience it was on the Turi Evan, and he was Miliyach of it, and it's not recorded for posterity in the Talmud. I feel like you find many places Rishonim are saying such a line that Kishchiv Nenofik Leviyasi, because that can be Mataritz in Yikavasi. So Shemam, no, even though it's not recorded for posterity in the Talmud. So why? Because in the Chumash Rivash he wrote it? Who knows? There are three people in the whole Dor that know there's such a Chumash Rivash in Simon Tov Samach Ches, that he, the Yash of the Rosh. People don't even know there's such a discussion. How many people in the Dor are aware of every Chumash? So why is he anticipating that the Rosh is going to be helping the music because he's Matan as the Rosh? Like, where is this coming from? Let me just digress for a minute that Playable Steinman said that, I think he said over from Deir Hashem, but he was applying it to Chazanish. I think with Deir Hashem, when the girl was nifted, there was an attitude that all the Tanoim Amoraim are coming to Levaya. Because everything he was Mataratz, Levaya. Everything he was Mavaya in his Taylor. So it's a time to be there, not only for to meet up with the to Mulava the girl, but as he was saying, for all everyone who's coming. The part of the Tanoim. So I think he was saying something about the Chazish, was something to that effect. He was that was his hesped. But Akhal, the answer is that the Olam Elyon is the Seichel Eliki, and Teira is given to Seichel Anushi. So Memela, the whole Olam Elyon, the whole Palmaya Shemalia needs that the people of Bnei Adam are saying this war. So Berega, you say this war, and you're Miyashiv, that Rosh, that the Shtim is with the Gemara. At that moment, it goes up to the Olam Elyon, and Nof is there in 1 second. Because they might have even known the Teres, but it didn't count unless Bnei Temusa, only the people from this world, could be massacred. So Mamela Havada has nothing to do with if it's recorded in the Talmud, it's recorded immediately. But it's talking to even be Moisev then, Gemara state that Shnayim the Oiskim B'Teira. So state Michtavi Milayu. Gemara prophets Davov. It's Michtavi Milayu. And means the Pasuk which state in Seif Schaya. Milayu of these two chavrusas that are talking and learning are michtiv and as safe as he can. So in the Olam HaElyon is a huge magberes, a huge sefer that's being clearly is written in the sefer, and it's nofetz over there. There was nothing meaning between the first mahalach and the second mahalach, because the first mahalach is even if you didn't say it to your chavrus. So you won't be zeiger that it's michtav imalai, but the Olam HaElyon can pick it up even without the ksiv dafka. Once the zeichel nushi is generating that teira exists b'chol olam amen b'chol olam askula. But then you won't have it. That's kosov. The second, if you said at least to your chavrusa, said at least b'shnayim shayisim b'teira, so then he has the swarm that are available, and offers anyone who knows and wants them, they know of it. It's not like, oh, I didn't know there's a piece on this. I mean, the piece that he didn't, everyone is going to be fully aware and knowledgeable of us. So this is a big chizik to anybody who's Isaac Batera Be'ian and be able to be Mataratz Indian and be Makshim Mafalfal in a real way. There's something very real happening, even if he's not Zaycha to put out a sefer that gets the readership of the Tzeis and Tzeis. The one point is that nobody here should think that when they're going to be Shaykh, they're going to get one of the Yishayim Achayim to be Norfolk Lefusei. Because every one of us would be forbidden from the Kedusha in a second. And it's not a type of you to come greet you if he's gonna, you're going to be Nisraf from his Kedusha. Now, I found this out that the Mir of Shiva Tzal, when he was going through all his Yisurim on his way to the graduation, his Talmidim, his Mekorim, said to him, when you go to the Melian, which Rabbi Kveikin are you going to discuss? Which tickle of yours are you going to discuss with Rabbi Kveikin first? You spent your whole life being a foul from the Rabbi Kveikin, answering, not answering, Shreya, Azei, and Azei. When you go to Rabbi Kveikin, which one are you going to discuss first? And he right away said, hey, those are in God's sense, I'm trying to get to Rabbi Kveikin. He didn't even have such a plan whatsoever. And he said that he hopes that if all these students going through now, he'll be able at least to go to a place of Shaykh and to Ramesh of Feinshim, because then he spoke to them alone. So maybe he hopes that if all these students, he'll be able to go to them. This is what he was saying. So I don't think any of us could really be anticipating the Norfolk Lefusei. It's just the Indian that, but it's caught and all that. That's a matter there. And another thing is also important to know, this is that Rabbi Chiel Michel Stern brings in his Sefer, one of his Svarim, that just like there's such a thing as Kishchivne Norfolk Lefusei, because I was Mataratz the Inyan Al Bibei, there's such a thing as Kishchivne, they come out with Tainus. If you were Matche Nachman, Mapas a Kasha that's Boki Sriki, Gehacht and Kopi, just wore Mesamel Karoi, Bidvarov, or you were just pushing the Lechem Mishnah out of the way just to get your Derech and the Rambam be more relevant, but actually he said 10 times better than you, and then you harvard on it, you would appreciate it, and you're just pushing it out of the way, then they're going to come out with tainus. Just like this Kishivna Norfolk Lefusei, and then they're not coming out with Tevasko, so then the Kenzai, you know, that's a hidden for them, you know what I mean? That's not so much.
They're coming out the whole day then.
No, if a person is misamo kol tzorcha, you know, and he does not masik, okay, that's fine. But like, you know, if it's more convenient for him that lech mishnah is a deicha because he wants to put away, and so and maybe he just makes mud the catches and it without. I mean, he has to be very sincere. Every shtel you have on this achron has to be a real shtel that can be your ability. You know, I don't know if you're mechuyev to harvest 10 years put on that, but I'm saying it should be a regular vanya put in there. And the third point is that there's a pasuk at the end of Shiashir. The very end of Shiashir, I think the second to the last pasuk says, Chaverim makshivim l'kayla chashmiyini. Rashi says that the malachim are waiting for Klal Yisrael to say Kedusha, so they can, that's when they can commence and start their Kedusha, only if the Klal Yisrael says it. So just saying that the basic chizik that we were talking is that this chaverim akshivim lekoylech on every glata swar and every glata hamtzah that you say? That chaverim of the malachim waiting, it could be extended now. That the whole elin, all the mesivsut rokiyis that need the seichel anushi to trog ois, the different hamtzahs. That's all this print of chaverim akshivim lekoylech hashmini.
Additionally, it's kedai to know that the Chofetz Chaim tells to the pasuk of V'nichta B'sei V'zikaron Lefonov, V'yikos B'sei V'zikaron Lefonov, on somebody who does a mitzvah, Ma'isim Tevim, and he writes B'shem Hazayah that Mispersemis Oz Pulase Lefnei Ribi Revovus Malachim Kedoshim, because Gavriel Malach is Oimid and Machmis B'chol Eilis Ma'isim Neodim, and I'll send them in the pasuk of Baal Kanafayim Yagidovo. So you're talking over here, so the feed the Gemara that this is going on Shnaim Shiashim Vaiskim Bateira, this pasuk over Yikas B'Sev Zikong, and so on. That it's also the Tzugish that does for stating Zaya that Gavriel and Malach is able to machris to Ribay Revavis Malachim Kedashim. Malachim over here patches includes the mention that Agan Eden, that they're not the Beguf, so the Bedoimit to the Malachim, that there is just a Seichel Nifrod. So Rabbi Revolver's people are hearing his shir and his chiddush and his beer in the Indian. They're appreciating it because now they can have it because it's the seichel and ushi that's coming now from the Oros that the Shemayim is kofer to. So if a person just thinks he doesn't have his audience, he doesn't have his shir, he doesn't have people to say his shtigl, every piece of Oravanya that he works out, he has a fantastic audience.